Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am here today. We have our awesome, awesome, fantastic guest. I see that she is on the line, and I want to just get right to it. And welcome, 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 Miss Fran Briggs. How are you?
Good morning, Lalisa. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you again. And once again, I'm just honored and thrilled to be here.
Oh.
And thank you for the invite.
Oh,
definitely.
Please. I am honored. And so glad we can hear you this time.
Oh, good. Good. Good feedback. Good.
Oh, my goodness. I know. The last time we tried to get you on and I could not, the switchboard just would not work.
Right.
But you know what? This just really goes, just really speaks to your character and your professionalism, because here you were up early. This is an early morning show. And for a lot of people, you know, 7:30 a.m., even if they are already up, they're probably getting ready for work or to start their day in some kind of way. And even for you, it's even earlier because you're a whole, you know, couple of hours earlier than we are here on the East Coast. And, you know, even though you went through that, we couldn't get you on, you could have been turned off and turned away. But here you are back a week later to share with individuals that tune into the show each and every day. And we thank everyone who's tuned in right now. And even those who will listen to the archives, and we know last time we did have you on about a month ago, over 100 people have already listened to that show, and I'm sure people are still tuning in because people are still letting me know that they're listening to the archives. But fantastic show you did, and you came back. I tell you, you just are an awesome woman, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you again, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give God all of the glory. You know, he's amazing. You're right. It's 4:30, you know, on the West Coast.
Ow.
Well, a few minutes after 4:30.
Wow.
He's the one who actually puts the energy, the words, the light, anything that is like him in me to get going. So I really do thank him for that. But anytime there's an opportunity to help someone, I want to be there. I want to be able to show up and actually perform for that individual or those individuals, because I know they're looking forward to it. You make a good point. When we are scheduled to be something or be someone, you know, actually both of them, we should actually show up, you know. It's within us, so show up.
Wow. Well, you know what? Whoever listens to this call, I tell you, whatever else you have to share with the audience is just going to be icing on the cake, because you showing up, I'm telling you, this just blows me away. It's already 3 hours ahead of time there, where, you know, 4:30 a.m., my goodness, and so committed and dedicated. And you know what? When you talk about you're committed to helping people, friend, you are so much committed that, you know, I didn't have to call you eight different times. You know, I didn't even have to shoot you, you know, any emails. I tried to one time yesterday, and that was it. And you're here. You know, it wasn't like, you know, and I wasn't even panicking. It wasn't like, okay, did she get the message? You gave your word.
Yes,
my God, you gave your word last week that you were going to be here today. You were so committed, and the information that you gave out, the people are still talking about it. And, you know, I've utilized it since your last, you know, debut here on the Lalisa Show anyway. You said, you know, you gave information about there are sponsors out there, there are companies, there are people who can partner. There, you know, there are individuals with businesses who may have dollars or some other way to support your efforts, your projects. And when I did the Releasing Your Inner Power conference, I called on several businesses, and even though I got to some of them late, because I didn't give up just because it was a week before the event,
That's right.
I didn't stop. I went to those companies. I took my letter, and I did exactly what you told me to do. I took my letter to them. I went to them. I spoke to them, and they were like, well, you know what? It's, you know, it's late, but, like, people let me put up my flyer, or they said, you know, next time we're in.
Exactly. You see? Persistence pays off. You're absolutely right. If you actually have the drive and the will, a vision, the expectation, the enthusiasm, which I hear in your voice always, Lalisa, always, people pay attention to that. And not only do they pay attention to that, they're attracted to it, and they want to be a part of your team because they know that not everyone has that, you know, that vivaciousness. So if it's contagious, and it's going to be beneficial to them, the people they serve, the customers who, you know, they tend to each and every day, why not? Why not partner with them? And that is why you have so many people attracted to you and your show, because of your drive. You're genuine. You're authentic, you know. People are hungry. We know that. People are hungry to change the state of their lives, change their circumstances. And when they come to a resource, an individual, an opportunity that can assist them in doing so, they're going to sign. That's the bottom line. They will sign. And that's not just applicable to sponsorships. It's just life in general. And that is why it's so important for people to hear and take notes and then apply to what they're going to hear today.
Yes, and I just want to welcome everyone to the show today. If you just tuned in, you are listening to my interview with Fran Briggs. She is the author of Get More Sponsors. She actually helps people, individuals. She coaches them. She is to help them to get dollars for their events and their projects. She has many people that she has helped get thousands and thousands of dollars. Also, she has a program which you can go and learn the tips, tools, and strategies that she has created and has helped people implement. Also, she is a PR specialist. I remember you had a quote out there once, or a question that said, or maybe it was a statement, don't just put yourself out there. And, you know, and you have a reason for saying that and you help people get out there the right way. You help to brand people. Branding is so important when you have a business. Branding, everywhere I look now, all the research I do now on the internet about businesses and marketing and sales, the first word that you see today is brand.
Right, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we are all a brand. You know, we are all a brand. You think about it, because we're all individuals, or at least we should be, you know. And what happens is that when we get into the marketplace or we get into an everyday situation, be it work or, you know, our churches or soccer team, whatever, you don't just want to put yourself out there. You want to have someone who's going to go there before you and make it clear, you know, that you are qualified to do and be or have what you do, you know, are, and have. That's the bottom line. I gave an example, Lily, which is so important, yesterday, matter of fact, when I was speaking, and I said, well, you think about, you know, the greatest out there, the greatest brands, be it, you know, Snickers or Milky Ways or, you know, an athlete, you know, it's not that Snickers is, when you think about putting themselves out there, what's happening is there's another marketer or brand or promoter who's putting Snickers out there. Muhammad Ali, he did say, I'm the greatest. You know, that's true, but who put them out there? It was Don King and whoever it was before Don King who put him out there. So you have to think in terms of that. There comes to a point in your professional career that you have to realize, okay, I am a professional. And to be seen as a professional, I must be represented. You must be represented, because no one wants to look to someone who's saying, you know, me, 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 me. The self-proclaimed are just that, the self-proclaimed. But once you align yourself with an individual, group, or an organization who can say, I'm the greatest, or, you know, the number one candy bar, you know, or the greatest, then people see you and you have more credibility. When you have more credibility, there's more believability and there's a difference, and you are promoted, you know, naturally. So it's very, very important to create your brand, but as I mentioned before, to align yourself with someone who's going to be presenting you.
Well, that is wonderful, and that is absolutely great. And also, what about individuals who are, you know, struggling with the importance of, you know, when it's, you're in your business, you're trying to, you know, really work your business, you want to market your business, but you sometimes, you know, we get so bogged down in all of the work. And then there's always that huge financial piece.
Right.
And it's especially when you're first starting out, you see, you have, and especially if you didn't really sit down for, say, a whole year or so and plan it out and, you know, have all the savings, and we know that's one route to take.
Right. But that's a good question.
Yeah, for some people it's just that gut instinct, you know, intuition, I want to do it. And we get out there because we have this passion and this drive, and now what do I do?
Great question. And again, I just want to remind the listeners that what we're sharing is applicable to sponsorships as well as everyday success principles. So the question is, I'm rephrasing, is that what do you do when you're in, you know, your genesis, your beginnings of your project, of your life or your career, whatever aspiration you're at, and finances are a challenge. So what do you do? You say you just want to take the course, you know, how to get sponsored course. Finances, you know, is a challenge. You do what you can with what you have. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's also truth.
But
and
you know what?
Go ahead.
Let me just interrupt for one quick second. You can come back to that point, please. Because when you, that sponsorship class, we really want to take that. And I know last time
right.
you offered, really good special, and it wasn't, people were even telling me, and I'm sure some emailed you, know that we really want to take that course, but there again, you see, finances. So I definitely, that's why one of the reasons I definitely wanted to have you back on, because, you know, we got to get in that class. I'm telling you, I know it works. I know I've already used just some of the principles you gave out on the air, but we need that, anybody of us that has a business, we need that course. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there for you.
I appreciate that. And I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you, too. Okay. What do you do? You do what you can with what you have. You make that start. Again, this is reference to the finances. So if you have a product or an event, or you are your own product, and for a lot of people that's true, meaning if you're a public speaker or, you know, orator, or an entertainer, okay, or if you just have a product, a book, what you want to do is sit down and really think about, what do I have? What's in my hand that I can use? And you'll be really surprised. So he goes, well, Fran, I don't have any. I'm barely getting by, trying to, you know, paying the rent or the mortgage, the kids, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we all have something. We all have what's called our natural abilities, our talents, our God-given gifts. They're there. And if you don't know them, what have you heard people say that you have? And for a lot of us, what we have is just the gift to communicate, the gift to persuade. Okay, but there's something that a lot of us are missing, and that is the gift to contribute to others. And I'm telling you, as a witness, I'm sure most of you know this, I'm just reminding you, if you have the ability to contribute, to give to others, use that as a seed and see what comes up. For example, you may be broke, but if you have a gift, a speaking gift, for example, volunteer to speak in your community. Volunteer to mentor a child. If you are a producer, a music producer, volunteer to mentor a youth who's interested in, you know, recording or whatever. Just volunteer. When that happens, people pay attention. If you're a believer, God pays attention. He sees what happened, and doors will open. Okay, so you want to use what you do have in your seed, what's available to your immediate resources. Another thing is, if you have the ability to write, then you definitely want to go and start writing. And what I truly mean by that, the social networks are there, the MySpace, the Facebook, LinkedIn, Dig, blogging, it's there. Write about what you do without looking for something in return. So if you have a gift, let's say in carpentry, okay, or again, singing, producing, whatever your gift is, event organizing, you might want to write an article, for example, 6 steps to organize a successful event. Now, if you know something about that, you yourself have actually, you know, organized, participated, you know, facilitated an event. Really simple. Okay, well, what would be 6 steps when you think about it that made that work? Write about it, okay? And then post it online, post it on your blogs. Again, go to your social networks. People will pay attention, and they'll say, I really like your article. Can you tell me more? And then you simply respond to that. Respond to, you know, can you give me more? Now, go ahead, Larissa.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. See, Fran Briggs, I'm telling you, you are a giant in my eyes, because you so humbly come on this show, and you are such a phenomenal business person. And look at all the – I'm telling you, you can just say one thing that's just mind-blowing, but even though you said lots of things. But let me just ask you a question. Now, you work from – you know, you have your own business. You work your own business 100%.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You're not like some people like me. I'm still, you know, a percentage of me has to go to my 9-to-5 kind of thing. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I still have my own business. But mm-hmm. here you are, 100% an entrepreneur, businesswoman. You're giving us this information. When you talk about that writing, though, because before you said write those 6 steps, about whatever it is that you know how to do well that worked for you, I was sitting there wondering, okay, that's great. Yes, we've been told before by different people to write. Okay, everybody tells us that. But you went one step further, and you actually told us what to write, Fran, because I am convinced as a person who's out there, you know, dealing with people, trying to empower people, sometimes people tell us what, but we don't get the how.
Right.
And you just gave a how, and I'm telling you, I just so thank you for that, but go ahead.
Oh, you know, you made a great point, and the listeners know that. They're tired of being teased, finagled, you know, spending an hour to go to the seminar. And what the bottom line is, okay, you know, buy our product to actually get the how. What I do, and people tell me this all the time, friend, thank you. I'll listen to that seminar. It was totally free. And you gave me information. And those are for the individuals who may not have the financial resources. I'm gifting. I'm giving seeds. And every time I do that, then God takes care of the rest with actually, you know, bringing in, you know, multiple deals or, you know, sales. That's just how it works. But we've all been there when we've been in a place of immediate need or a place of favor, be it financial favor or mercy or grace for someone else. We know how that feels. I know how it feels. I've never been broke, but I've been down to my last $2, you know, as early as, I think it was 12 years ago, when I was on workman's compensation. I didn't panic, but I know that. And one thing that I discovered was, one, to always have faith, and two, to utilize my gifts to go forward in a big way. Like I said, I don't know if I shared this last time, but I'll share it again. My most inspirational, you know, group or individuals that I think of are those artists who actually sold their wares from their trunks. I know they did it mm-hmm. a lot on the East Coast, and I'm from the West Coast. I've seen it personally happen on the West Coast, where you see someone and they're selling it from the trunk, and then it's not long till they have a major recording deal. Okay, it's that hustle, it's that belief, it's that enthusiasm, but of course it's that bona fide product or service that people say, yes, you know, this is worthy of my money. But before all that, I trust you, and everyone will tell you that. Anyone who started with nothing or struggling, a lot of them are doing that with nothing in their stomach, nothing in their bank account. Certainly, you know, the baby's probably hungry, you know, wet diapers. But they kept going as if all that was there. And before they knew it, all that was there. It appeared and more. And we must do the same. If we're struggling in whatever area, we're not wearing it on our face. It's not a part of our continence. What we're wearing on our face is what we want to see, because it's that belief and faith that will attach us, you know, to that reality. We'll see that manifestation when we go through the motions that are necessary to get where we want to be. And it's really that simple. And the challenge is that people still are stuck on, woe am I, the pressure. You know, I know it firsthand. I learned it. It you know, I just learned it recently within the last, 8-9 years. But it is so true. No matter where you are, you can change your situation with faith, belief, and action, specific action. Keep going. I always tell people, don't stop until you got. It's really simple. They know, everyone knows what it means. Don't stop until you got. The only difference between someone who succeeds and someone who does not succeed is that the person who succeeds did not quit. That's the only difference.
That is so true. That is so true. I would not have experienced what I experienced on Saturday at the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference had I stopped all those years in between. If every time I gave an event and I stopped because, you know, no one showed or no one paid or no one came, I would have never gotten to a place on Saturday. It was off the chain, Fran. I mean, we had standing room only. Mr. Versiel Walker came down. I mean, a woman flew all the way from Dallas, Texas. It was just unbelievable. But I have a caller with a comment or a question, and sure. I wanted her call before it's over. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show with Fran Briggs today. How are you, 908? You're on the air.
Good morning, Fran. Miss Lalisa, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Great.
Hey, my question is to Miss Briggs. I'm doing an event in September for the youth, and I'm one of those that Miss Lalisa is talking about that really needs to take this course that you're doing, because I am also along with Miss Lalisa is doing a lot of events. And I think one of my problems is knowing how to write a letter and what people to reach out to, depending on the event. The event that I'm doing now is a back-to-school extravaganza with the youth. And I'm trying to find out now, who do I reach out to, like, far as sponsors to get, like being that we have the kids going back to school, who do I reach out to as far as, like, book bags, pencils, like staples? Do you go there personally? I know you're talking about reaching out personally or sending someone out, you know, to that place for you. But if you can understand what I'm saying, how would I go about doing that?
Excellent question. Excellent question. And I do realize this is the time. You're absolutely right when it comes to school. Be proactive. Here we are towards the end of July. Let's go. Who do you reach out to? Here's the short answer to that, and that is you reach out to those individuals, businesses, organizations, and corporations who you can serve. I want you to think about that for a minute. You want to reach out to those individuals, businesses, organizations, and corporations who you can serve. And when you do that, you've already distinguished yourself from the masses, because, like in anything, you have to, you know, visualize this. When you go to, typically, when we have an organization, and we go to someone for help, we're asking for assistance. Now, keep in mind, you are not alone. I think Michael Jackson, you know, wrote that beautiful song. You are not alone, but there's a different meaning to that. That means that you and literally thousands of others have approached that individual, business, organization, or corporation as well. So how do you think that individual feels? It's like, how do you decide? How do you decide who to serve? So when you approach someone with the premise of serving them as well, then automatically you catapult yourself to the top. So they know it's not a me situation, but truly, you know, a we, meaning that your organization, their customers or clients, but also everyone else who is involved, be it the kids, you know, the youth, the school, the parents, etc. So what I teach in the course is how to present a package which is attractive and wants and makes, you know, an individual, corporation, organization, or business, make them want to do business with you, because you've already established yourself as being a giver as well, and that your mindset is that of a partner instead of just a receiver.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do, and I'll give you specific ways, and I do want to stand behind my reputation, and just to really give you a good takeaway, what you could do is when you introduce yourself in the letter, you know, the first thing you want to do is really acknowledge them for their contribution to the community, whether they're, you know, a Staples or, you know, a mom-and-pop store or, you know, the smallest of business. You want to acknowledge them and thank them, number one. And two, you want to introduce, you want to use a keyword, and that is, you know, the keyword is partnership, okay? The keyword is partnership. So once you say partnership, any business person on any level is now paying attention.
Wow.
And you can't help but blame them when they see the gimme, 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 and you know, all the sob stories, for them to, you know, put it down, whether they throw it away or just slowly put it down because, you know, I want to help. But, you know, who do I how can I decide? Because we have all these people asking, okay? This, you say, this is how. You say to yourself, this is how I'm going to help you decide. I'm coming to you with a partnership, you know, not just on the end of just, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme. That's how you distinguish yourself from the masses.
Well, that is great. And you know what? Can you believe it? We're out of time. That is unbelievable.
Wow. Okay.
But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pat, for your question. That was an awesome, awesome question. I'm sure you got an excellent answer, as did everyone who will hear this show, because you really did it. You really did it, Fran, when you said, you know, talk about how I'm going to serve you. That's a huge takeaway right there. So people can't deny that they got too much out of this call. They got a lot out of this call today. I know there were people in the chat room that had a couple of questions or comments. One person's comment was that their challenge is being patient when they really want to accomplish so much. So we were kind of talking about that before. It's kind of hard when you just want to run, run, run.
Absolutely.
But you already addressed that in your talk, so that was really great. We thank each and every person for tuning in to the show. You, again, I tell you, just awesome. You can just give out your website again for people to go and
sure,
any other.
Absolutely. And I know we're out of time. And, you know, again, I want to thank you, Lisa, but for all the listeners who were listening specifically for this great invitation to be a part of the sponsorship program, what I'm offering is to actually take the program and divide it into four installments, and that's for all the listeners today, all the listeners who will come back and listen to the program who are not listening live. And that is, what you need to do is actually drop me an email and say, I want in. My email address is franbriggs@aol.com. My name is spelled F as in Fran, R-A-N, Briggs, B as in boy, R, I, G as in George, G as in George, S as in Sam, at AOL.com. Now, each payment is going to be $86.75, and what that represents is with each payment you make, then I will go ahead and deliver three lessons, okay? So another payment would be lesson 4, 5, and 6. Another payment would be lesson 7, 8, and 9. And the fourth payment would be lesson 10, 11, and 12. So you can see the course is power packed, no fluff, just really good stuff. So again, if you want to be able to get this, I think, awesome promotion, I'm getting excited for it, go ahead, email me at
franbriggs@aol.com,
or you can go ahead and find me on the MySpace and Facebook. Just go ahead and put /Fran Briggs and let me know that you want to be part of the plan, and I'll set you up. If you do not have PayPal, I do also accept Western Union or cashier's check. Okay, so you can get started today with just a single payment of $86.75. Okay, so definitely get a hold of me. I'm really looking forward to serving Lisa, absolutely. I think another thing that's important, and I'll do this right now, and I know time is short, is you may also call me. Please call me. My number is area code 206-279-0818. Once again, 206-279-0818. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Fran. Okay, that's great. We're going to get people to take advantage of that opportunity. That is a great deal right there, $86.75, pay in installments, and we can work with that. That sounds great. That sounds good. So now I'm really, really excited. I will definitely let you know what everybody's going to hear when they tune into the show. So I will encourage people to people that have come to me that have listened to your show and told me that they were very impressed and very interested in what you have to offer. These are people who have projects in the communities, such as what Minister Pat was asking about. They have projects like that and very similar. And you just said such a mouthful, so that I know that course is definitely going to be phenomenal. So thank you very much, Fran. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we just thank God for all the seeds that you have sown here. And we just ask God to just continue to bless you more and more and more and more. And we hope that you can come back again next month sometime on the Coach Lalisa Show. And we want it, when you come back, we want you to be able to share how many new clients you picked up as a result of this show. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you, Lalisa.
Thank you so much. And thank all of the callers. Thank all of the listeners, everyone from the chat room, those listening by MP3, those who will listen to the archives. Thank you, each and every one of you. Have a great and powerful day. And we'll see you back here in the AM on the Coach Lalisa Show.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.